podcast service of Quaker Gap Baptist Church in King, North Carolina, where our mission is to glorify God by growing Christ-like people.
Now, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 20 to 23 of Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, starting with verse 20. Verses 20 to 23 of Proverbs 6. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light, and the corrections of discipline are the way to life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning and for the wisdom that you have given to us through our parents. Specifically, we think of our mothers this morning, Lord, and the desire they had to see their children to grow up and to be joyful and successful in life. And Father, we thank you for the molding, the disciplining that they did in our lives. And Father, it's a picture of the molding and the discipline that you pour also into our lives. So Father, this morning, remind us of the truth of our mother's teaching that comes from you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, well, Solomon says here in this passage of Scripture, listen to your mother. And most of the time, Solomon's correct. You should listen to your mother. There are some times, however, that you maybe shouldn't listen to your mother. Let me just let you in on a little secret here. Mothers are not perfect. Okay, I hate to bring that to your attention, and I dismissed most of the children before I said that, so mothers are not perfect. Let me give you just a few examples of that. Eve held the first baby, Cain, in her arms, and she said, you remember those words from the book of Genesis? She said, I have been given a little man. With help from God, I've made a little man. Those are some amazing words. And then, of course, right after that, Adam created or invented the first diaper. That happened right after that. But as she held that baby in her arms, you know, she had no training manual. She didn't have the book, you know, what to expect when you're expecting in the first years. And she didn't have any of those books at all. This was brand new to her. But she found her way, and shortly thereafter, Eve began to apply some wisdom to motherhood. And I don't know how this works. I think there might be this collective wisdom that floats out there in the clouds that zaps all mothers when they become mothers. Something about being pregnant and this wisdom just attaches to mothers. Or maybe it's passed on from one mother to the next, to the next, to the next. And it started with Eve. I don't know. But let me give you just a few of these things real quickly this morning that illustrate that mothers are not perfect, okay? Now, you may have heard some of these when you were a kid. First of all, you may have heard this wisdom. We need to keep, well, we're not going to go to those just yet. We're going to get to those. I'm starting off with the ones that are wrong. We're going to get to the right ones in a second. Right? Here we go. You better keep your cat away from the baby because cats can steal air from a baby's mouth. Has anybody ever heard that before? Not true, okay? I've never seen a cat given mouth-to-mouth to an infant, all right? How about this one? If you sit too close to the TV, you're going to go blind. My mom used to say I'd get radiation, you know? I don't know which is... Neither is true, by the way. If you walk outside with bare feet, you're going to get worms. Anybody ever hear that one before? That was mom's way of making sure you had shoes on. Apparently worms don't come up through your feet. I don't know. I'm not going to argue with any mothers here today. How about this one? Don't swallow your gum. It will take 7 years for it to pass through your system. Right? Have you heard that one before? It's been medically proven that that's not true. Sorry. After you, otherwise that'd be a good weight loss strategy. Just swallow a bunch of gum and let it sit in there for the rest of your life. After you eat, you need to wait an hour before swimming or you will get cramps and drown. Right? You remember that? You remember sitting by the pool waiting for an hour to swim after you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because you didn't want to drown? Not true, apparently. Eating too much chocolate will give you zits. Did you hear that too? Too much chocolate. If you crack your knuckles, you will get arthritis. Some of you have arthritis today and you're wondering if that was the cause of it. It's not. It had nothing to do with it. If you go outside with wet hair, you'll catch a cold. Right? Actually, a cold is a virus. It has nothing to do with whether your hair is wet or not, but probably not a good idea to go out with wet hair anyway. Mom has her reasons for saying these things and for coming up with all of these, what they call old wives' tales. And what they all have in common, those old wives' tales, is that they're not true. But don't tell my mom that I said so, okay? But even though moms are not perfect, they usually get it right. In fact, this morning, let's look at how mom's wisdom is confirmed sometimes by Scripture. So now we'll begin with mom, who always said, watch your mouth. You remember that? Watch your mouth. Has anybody here ever successfully watched their mouth? Have you tried that before? Is it possible to watch your mouth? We know what she meant, right? Mom always said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, right? Did your mom say that to you? I mean, if we applied that across the board, some of us would never say anything, right? We'd just be silent all the time. Mom always said, I hope you don't kiss me with that mouth. And that's been perpetuated in sayings like, do you kiss your mother with that mouth? See, that's the way that works. The words that come out of your mouth matter to mom. And mom always said, I would have never talked to my mother like that. Your mom ever say that to you? Don't you wish that when your mom says that to you, you could rewind the tape, you know, rewind the tape or sit down and have a nice conversation with grandma about that, right? And then mom always said, say that again and I'll wash your mouth out with soap. Did anybody here ever taste soap before as a result of this one? Okay. All right. Where's our DSS worker? We got work to do. All right. Washing the mouth out with soap. Reckless words, according to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Now this is Scripture. So I think what I'm trying to say is all of those things that your mom said about your dirty mouth and not kissing her with that mouth and not saying things that are nice and watching your mouth, they all can be traced back to biblical wisdom, that words are important and that the tongue can be a great source of evil and it can be a great source of good. So really what mom was trying to say to you is that you should use your words for good. Use your words for good. That's what she was trying to say. Mom knew, and you should listen to your mother. Well, let's continue because there's some more things that mom always said. Mom always said, you could grow potatoes in those ears. Did you ever hear that before? You could grow potatoes in those ears. I don't know if that's possible to grow potatoes in ears or not. But believe it or not, this is something that I heard when I was a kid. Mom also always said, a little soap and water never killed anybody. A little soap and water never killed anybody, you know, unless you're forced to eat it, right? In which case it might, I don't know. She always said, always wear clean underwear in case you get in an accident. Right? And your local EMS appreciates it, too. They might go along with that. Mom always said, do you think your socks are going to pick themselves up? In some cases, they might. I've seen some of those socks before. She said, look at this room. It looks like a pigsty. Right? And why do they always choose the pigsty? There are a number of things they could choose from, but a pigsty, and I didn't have much experience with a pigsty when I was a kid. Maybe you did. Maybe your room did look like a pigsty, or maybe that was a compliment your mom was giving you. And then there are a few that are delayed gratification type things that mom always said, such as, you can go out and play after you brush your teeth and comb your hair. Or you can go out and play after you pick up your room. You can go out and play after you've done your homework. So what was mom trying to teach you through all of that? Well, cleanliness is next to godliness. Maybe that's one of the things she was trying to tell us. But see, that's not in the Bible. Some people think it is. It's not in the Bible. Cleanliness is next to godliness. However, In Proverbs chapter 24, we read these words, "I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins." Solomon was saying in this passage of Scripture, don't be lazy. Don't be a sluggard. That's really what Mom was trying to teach you when she was trying to help you to learn the lessons of life, but how to be clean and how to keep things up and how to be disciplined in your life. She was trying to teach you how to be responsible. Be responsible in this world. And it's confirmed by the Bible. Don't be lazy, you will go to ruin. Mom was right, so you should listen to your mother. Mom always said, in addition to the things we've already seen, there's more. She said, "Now say you're sorry, but this time mean it." You remember that? "This time mean it." You know how, and were you ever forced to say you're sorry to somebody and to mean it? Did you mean it? You know, well, I hope you did. Because moms knew when you meant it and when you didn't mean it. They could tell by the look on your face. They knew what was in your heart. Mom always said, "You have an answer for everything, don't you? For everything, don't you?" See, children are good at defending themselves. And maybe some of you moms have a kid like that who has an answer for everything. So you understand how this works. Well, just thinking about those two, now say you're sorry and mean it, and you know, you have an answer for everything. What could we learn from that? You know, well, for one thing, there's this passage in Scripture in Isaiah chapter 30 that says, this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it." So God sounds like a mother here. He's chiding the people of Israel and he's saying, listen, if you would just repent, if you would just repent and turn from your wicked ways and do what's right and rest, and that would be your salvation. And isn't that basically what Mom was trying to teach us, is that we should admit it when we're wrong? Don't try to defend yourself. Don't try to come up with all sorts of fancy excuses. Just say, I was wrong. And then say, I'm sorry, and mean it. Because that is the way to salvation. Believe it or not. But the first step toward salvation is to admit that you're wrong, to say you're sorry to God and to mean it. That's where it begins, to quit trying to defend yourself, but to come before God humbly and to repent. And Mom was just trying to teach you to admit it when you're wrong. Some more things that Mom always said. She said, what if everyone jumped off a cliff? Would you do it too? Would you do it too? And Mom said that to me, but she always used the Brooklyn Bridge or the Empire State Building or something like that. I don't know around here what you would use, the Cook's Wall. If everyone jumped off of it, would you do it too? What was she trying to teach you there? She also said, I don't care what everyone is doing. I care what you are doing. And you can substitute in there, in that word everyone, whoever you want, because it was always somebody. I don't care what Bobby's doing. Or I don't care what Bobby's parents let him do. I care what you do. I'm your mother. You remember those words? And then Mom always said, I don't care who started it. You stop it. Heard that one as well? It doesn't matter who started it. You take responsibility. You stop it. And so we read in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2, do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd. What was Mom trying to teach you in all these things? Just because they jump off the cliff doesn't mean you have to do it. Just because everyone's doing that doesn't mean you have to do it. Just because everybody, you know, has bought this particular brand of sneakers doesn't mean you have to have that brand of sneakers. Mom was trying to teach you, do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. Another verse from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14 says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Maybe Mom was trying to get you started on the road to life by saying, look, I don't care where the crowd's going. That's the wide gate. You take the narrow gate. You take the way of wisdom, the way of godliness. Another way of putting that is live your values. Live your values. That's what Mom was saying. Believe in something and have backbone. You know, your mom taught you to respect adults and to believe in the Lord, and she brought you to church and Sunday school, and then she sent you off into the world, and she expected you to learn something from your upbringing, right? She expected you to hold on to those values that you had been taught in the home. You know, I don't know about you, but today I can still sometimes hear my mother's voice in my mind. Some of those values have stuck with me to this day. You are who you are because of many of the things that your mother taught you. And you continue to live according to those values. And that's what she wanted, for you to live your values, to know what you believe and don't waffle. Mom always said as well, "Do you think money grows on trees?" Right? We all wanted one of those trees in our backyard. Mom always said, "Turn off that light. Do you think we own the electric company?" She also said, "Shut the door. I'm not heating the entire neighborhood," or air conditioning the entire neighborhood, depending on when you grew up and what amenities you had. And then she also said, "Were you born in a barn? Shut the door and don't slam it." Okay? Mom was concerned about that door. It needed to be shut and it didn't need to be slammed. There's a way to treat a door. Now, Dad said some of these things as well, you know. And the verse that we read earlier from Proverbs chapter 6 talks about the wisdom of your father and the wisdom of your mother. But see, in most cases, at least when I was growing up, Mom was there a whole lot more than Dad because I had a stay-at-home mom for most of my life. So I heard it from her most of the time. And then what I heard from her, if she was sick of saying it, was wait till your father comes home. That was the next thing she said, right? There was something that they were trying to teach us with all of these warnings. And it is this from Proverbs chapter 21:20. "In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has." What they're trying to teach you is waste not, want not, right? That you shouldn't waste what God has given to you. What you have, you should not waste. You should learn to save rather than to spend. In other words, be a good steward is what Mom was trying to teach us all along. God gives us what we need, and if we waste it, it's our fault, not His. And definitely not your mother's fault, because she warned you. Mom also has, of course, a tender side. You look at these, and they're all warnings, right? And they're all commandments, and they're all things that were said in the heat of passion. However, there were some things that Mom said that were tender. For example, "I just want what's best for you. I just want what's best for you." If you can remember your mom and growing up with your mom, and maybe you're still with your mom now, that's what she wants for you. She wants what's best for you. She genuinely loves you. And so most of these things that we've talked about, they all come from that heart that wants the best for you. Another thing she said was never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your dreams. You know, have a vision, have a plan for the future. Moms always sit down with their kids and say, "So, what do you want to do with your life? Where is this all headed?" And then they encourage you to go toward it. Go for it. Moms are the greatest encouragers. Like the mother bird who kicks the baby out of the nest when it's time, right? It's time for you to begin to have a dream and to follow that dream. And then Mom always said you should follow your heart. Follow your heart. I got this one from Daniel Parker. He has a wonderful mother who brought him up, and he's the fine young man he is today because of his mother. And she told him to follow his heart. And maybe you've heard your mother say something similar to that. She loves you and she wants what's best for you. It sounds a lot like God. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God said, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." If that's God's plan for you and it's your mother's plan for you, you should understand that that is the plan all along. What Mom was trying to say when she said these things was you need to hold on to hope. Hold on to hope. Continue to follow your dreams and your passions and be successful and joyful in life. Hold on to hope. And then finally, one more I want to share with you, and that is that Mom always said, I will always love you no matter what. Mom ever say that to you? I'm sure that there were times when you probably pushed that to the limits, you know? I know I did at times, but it's funny that you can do things to insult your mom and to hurt her, and you can do some things that are in direct disobedience to her. You could end up in prison, and Mom will still love you no matter what. It's the truth. She meant it. And most of you who are mothers understand that right now. You understand that. At the end of the day, you may be just so frazzled and so stressed out by your children that you can fall down to your knees and you just call on God and say, help, God, I don't think I can handle this. But then mixed in with that pressure and that stress is this love that's just so strong that it compels you to continue. Here's what God says in Romans chapter 8. According to the Apostle Paul, he says, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The passage includes just about everything that could possibly exist. Every scenario says, God will always love you, no matter what. This is what your mom taught you because this is what God taught her. And what she was teaching us is something that's pretty important in our relationships in life as well. And that is that we should love unconditionally. Love unconditionally. Don't attach strings to your love. Love on purpose. And love without, I will love, without the word if combined with it. I will love you now, no matter what. That's what we learn from our mothers. So that's a good list of things that are confirmed by Scripture. All of those little things that your mom had to say to you that you remember to this day, they all had they had roots in her heart and in the truth from the Word of God, because they started with Him. You need to use your words for good. You need to be responsible and to admit it when you're wrong and to repent and to live your values, to hold on to what you believe and have backbone, to be a good steward of the things that God has given to you, to hold on to hope and to follow your dreams and your passions, and to love unconditionally, no matter what. Our moms were right in many, many ways, and it's confirmed by the truth of Scripture. So this morning, even if it's unlikely that potatoes are going to grow from your ears, or even if it's been proven false that carrots will improve your eyesight, or your face never really got stuck that way, even though those, it's unlikely that those things will ever come to pass, you should still listen to your mother, because she had a lot of wise things to say. She loves you, she has your best interests in mind, and her most important wisdom came from God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are, that you always have our best interests in mind, that you love us, and nothing can separate us from that love. Father, we thank you that you care about our behavior. Father, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross in order that we might have forgiveness. And all we must do is to repent and to turn toward you for salvation. That kind of love is amazing. That kind of love perhaps is only reflected in this world so close as the love of a mother. And Father, we thank you for who you are and for what you've done for us. But in addition to that, Lord, we pray that you'd help us to follow after you, to listen to your word. And this morning, if there's anything that we've heard from the collective wisdom of our mothers through the past, anything that strikes our heart today as necessary in our lives, Father, that you might give us the wisdom and the courage to change. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.